From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The man who set off a crude bomb in the New York City subway system Monday has been charged with 5 terror-related counts, including providing material support to a terrorist organization and using weapons of mass destruction. Mil Arcega has more.
Akhayat Ola also faces charges of bombing a place of public use, destruction of property by means of fire, and use of a destructive device in furtherance of violence, according to a criminal complaint unsealed on Tuesday. Ola was injured during the explosion and taken to a hospital in serious condition with burns to his hands and torso. 3 other people suffered headaches and ringing in their ears. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Supporters of the Paris Climate Agreement criticized United States President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic accord. That was during a summit outside the French capital that included John Kerry, the former Secretary of State. He said Trump's move was, quote, not based on common sense.
It is a self-destructive decision for political purposes.
Trump announced in June his plans to secede from the climate pact, saying the agreement would have cost Americans trillions of dollars, killed jobs, and hindered the oil, gas, coal, and manufacturing industries. A U.S. airstrike has hit and destroyed a car bomb in waiting near the capital of Somalia. The U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike occurred early Tuesday and targeted a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device about 65 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. A statement said the vehicle belonged to a militant group that was, quote, imminent threat to the people of Mogadishu. The U.S. says no civilians were killed. You can always get more information at voanews.com. This is VOA News.